6 to 9, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stever, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Hell Is in Pittsburgh Tonight by Adam Kirkup. And I found Adam through Instagram. I just happened to see this reel of him singing the song. Well, I think he was in the beginning stages of this song. And I saw this reel before like Mick Foley posted it, before everybody and their mother like sent it to me after Mick Foley posted it. So yeah, like I didn't think he was going to release it. I don't know. But yeah, then he was going to release it. And Charles episode 148 really pushed me to like reach out. And I was like, all right, like it's going to get more than the listens that, you know, it takes to qualify for this podcast. But I'm just going to go for it. And yeah, you get a clip, you guys. Spoiler alert, you're going to get a clip. So yeah. If you guys don't know, I love Mick Foley. I have a song called Mick Foley, and I just went to go see Mick Foley, talk about his career. He did the whole 40 years of Foley. I don't know. I was really excited about it. I was posting a lot about it. I'm pretty sure that's why everybody and their mother sent me this reel. But yeah, I am excited to share this song with you. It is just genius. I don't know. That's like all I could say. It's like, damn it. Like, why can't I write a song like this? But yeah, basically, Adam took the commentary from the 1998 Mick Foley Undertaker Hell in a Cell match and put it into a song. And it is beautiful. And with that, I am going to play a clip from Adam. Yay, I got a clip. I love clips, you guys. I appreciate clips. I'm so glad that I got a clip, even though I explained the song to you. But yeah, with that, we're going to play the clip and then the song Hell Is in Pittsburgh Tonight by Adam Kirkup.
Hey, it's Adam Kirkup here. This song was born by accident, as a lot of songs are, I guess. I wanted to write some songs about professional wrestling, mainly because watching WWE in the late 90s was a way that I would spend time with my two older brothers. And so I kind of wanted to explore that a little bit and started writing wrestling songs. And then I thought, what would it look like to write songs that tell the story of particular matches, particular kind of standout moments? So I went back and rewatched this one particular match between Mankind and The Undertaker, Hell in a Cell match in 1998. And as part of that process of researching and writing, I was just writing down some of the standout lines from the commentary and realized I'd written a transcript of the whole thing because there's so many great lines. So I just thought, as a joke, what would it look like to make a song using only those lines? Would it be possible? It turns out, yes, it's possible. And I think it's possible to make a kind of coherent story from that as well. And a few of those lines just jumped off the page for me, particularly that line, Hell Is in Pittsburgh Tonight, which a few people have said, you know, sounds like it could be a kind of classic folk song line about, you know, a mining disaster or whatever. But there's something about that line and then the refrain, good God Almighty, they've killed him. As God is my witness, he's broken in half. That not only sing beautifully, but also lend themselves to a particular kind of folky rhythm. So the song is written in 6/8, has a kind of Celtic feel to it. And I never knew, recording it on a little Instagram reel sitting on the living room floor in the house where I grew up, that anybody would be interested in it at all. But it seems to have been the most popular song I've ever sung at this point. And that's really quite fun and unexpected. And I've had the chance to play it live a couple of times with Mankind himself, Mick Foley, So it's been a wild ride over the last couple of weeks. But it's one of a few songs that I've then tried to write using the same technique. So using commentary lines from classic wrestling matches, which is a strange niche to find yourself in. And yeah, I'm writing some of the songs kind of exploring key moments from the world of professional wrestling over the last kind of 25 to 30 years. I also write other songs that aren't about wrestling, and you can find them all on all streaming platforms and anywhere else you might find music. Thanks for listening.
In this warm summer's night, there's a chill in the air. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. His scarred body, his missing half ear. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. He was born Mick Foley on Long Island, New York, but hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. When he gets in that steel, he'll feel right at home. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. What is he doing? Who knows what he's thinking? Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. This could be an omen. He's climbing, he's climbing. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. Ooh, good God Almighty, that killed him. God is my witness, he's broken in half. We need doctors out here. That was 16 feet high. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. It's hell in a cell. It's not a pretty sight. And hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. They're raising the cage. The match has stopped. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. The Undertaker is still on the top. Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. The Lord of Darkness, he has ruled that hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. What more will Undertaker do? Hell is in Pittsburgh tonight. Ooh, good God Almighty, that killed him. His God is my witness, he's broken in half.
All right, first off, that accent. I love an accent, but you know, I am probably never going to see this guy play live, which makes me really sad because I would love to hear this song live. And the subject matter is just my formative years. I don't know what else to say like about that, but I just remember watching that match at my Nino's, like on his big box screen TV, like back in the day with 1998, obviously. And watching that match, it was like yesterday, dude. It was like I was watching it yesterday. And my Nino had like the bootleg, the illegal pay-per-view, like hookup and stuff. So yeah, I would always go to watch the pay-per-views at his house. I don't know. I just remember thinking, man, that Mick Foley guy is like crazy. And like Jim Ross's voice is burned into my head because that quote, that good God, like as God is my witness, like that man is broken. Yeah, like people like me and my wrestling fans, like we've thrown that back and forth, and it's just like every time I read it, like in a message or like a text, I just hear Jim Ross's voice. And yeah, I don't know what to say, like that, it just, this one hit like really deep, cut me deep in my panza, and I love it. And I will be first in line to buy his full wrestling album of just different songs of different wrestling matches, like yeah. And I will proudly put it with my WWE, the music volume, like 1 through 5. I only bought 1 through 5, you guys. It was probably 1 too many, but 5 too many. But no, the first 4 were pretty good. Anyways, but yeah, you should definitely check out this song. Check out his other songs. Like, no, I enjoyed everything, you guys. I know I'm focusing on this one song because, you know, it hits me. Like, yeah, this one cut me deep in my panza. But yeah, check out all of his stuff. I really dug it. It's very mellow. It's singer-songwriter-y, you know, but I feel like if you're listening to this, that's probably what you like. If you ever come over to California, Fullerton area, Laguna Beach, yeah, you should check out one of the writer's rounds. So yeah. And you should definitely play Adam, because then I will go see you at one of those. But you can follow him on Instagram. It's Adam Kirkup, Adam K-R-I-K-U-P. And I heard that, well, I mean, he posted it. If he gets to 100,000 listens, he will get a Mick Foley tattoo. I'm pretty sure it was a Mick Foley tattoo. Yeah. And I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Hell Is in Pittsburgh tonight will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I have two comedy shows, which just means like I get like an 8 minute set. I get two songs, you guys, at the Horseplay Comedy Night this Thursday at the Angry Horse in Montebello. And at the Angry Horse, I'm going to do a duet with Carlos, the host. We're going to do some dirty Christmas songs, you guys. Original Christmas songs. It should be interesting. Trying to get one to be a sing-along. And then I'm playing Junior High on Saturday, December 6th. So you guys know Horseplay is the first Thursday of every month. So that's December 4th. I'm also playing Junior High in Glendale. Carlos will also be there, Nikki Fuchs, and some other people. I'm sorry to those other people. I'm never prepared enough to like give you a shout out. You're not listening anyways. Yeah, but Glendale Junior High, I'm pretty sure you have to pay for both of these shows, but it's not a lot. So come down and support your local comedians, you guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.